This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue. Myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul
Parent.
It's Sunday and we're at the end of November, getting ready for the month of December. The changes are beginning to happen in our climates all over the country. Even Florida is experiencing some cold weather down into the 30s in many parts of the state. So winter, that season that contains a four-letter word for some of you, snow, is getting closer. And I know the middle part of the country is really getting it. So we'll hope that when the snow does come, it comes in the evening hours where most of us are asleep and not having to drive to and from work. But there's a lot that needs to be done before that arrives, and we'll talk about that this morning. And if any of you have a question, we have a toll-free line, and that number is 855-660-4261. But there's still a lot to do. Now, I know a lot of you have been going to your local greenhouse, garden center, florist, and they're beginning to, or have already begun to change over. And you're probably noticing some bulbs that are still there. Well, it's not too late to plant if you have open ground and it hasn't frozen yet. I have planted as late as Christmas Day several times, and the tulips and the daffodils, crocuses, hyacinths, grape hyacinths have all done very, very well. So if you're out and about today, a lot of places are beginning to put them on sale because they want to really get into the holiday season. Buy them and plant them in your garden for a nice welcoming of the spring when the cold season ends. So that'll bring a little bit of excitement and anticipation. But it's not too late to plant. Now, the only thing that I want you to look at are the daffodils. When you buy daffodils, I want you to look on the underside of the bulb, the bottom. And there's a little circle. And that circle should be a silver-gray color. And what I want you to do is take your thumb, and I want you to push where that root circle is on the underside of your daffodils. Some varieties have a little bit of a problem. Not every year. It just depends on what the season, again, was like in Holland. That if they're not dried properly before shipping, or they got wet, that the base where the roots form, when you push on it, will be soft. And if you feel that, don't buy it, because it's beginning to rot from the inside out. Okay? Tulips are okay, and all of your other bulbs are fine, but just daffodils. Yeah, I'm not saying check every bulb, but check four or five, and if they're in a mesh bag, then just squeeze it right through the bag to make sure that the base of the bulb is firm and not soft. If you're picking them up individually, squeeze every one. And if there's something that's soft, just leave it there, or better still, give it to the sales clerk and show them where it has begun to fall apart. So you want to buy the best bulbs. You want to buy the largest bulb that you can, especially with a daffodil. That way they have a tendency during the springtime and the summer to enlarge, divide, and form two bulbs. And next year, instead of a single flower coming out of that bulb, you could have two or three. And if you have the choice to buy bulbs that are loose, that you can individually pick, you're going to notice that they have a double neck on them, which means that you're going to have at least two flowers per bulb. The ones in the bag are a younger daffodil. They use primarily, if you have a large area to do, that you want to naturalize a site, and they're called a single neck. They're less money. They'll still flower. They'll still do good. But they're just a year younger. They haven't had a chance yet to divide and create that double or even triple neck on that bulb. And they'll do very, very well. And then when you plant your bulbs, the other couple of things that are really, really important. Number one, get a bag of the Dr. Earth bulb fertilizer. It's all organic, and it will really help to get that bulb established between now and when the ground freezes. And then in the spring, when the ground thaws, it will feed the bulbs and get them motivated to poke through the ground, produce some foliage, and make energy from the sunshine to let those leaves form and eventually give you a nice flower on the tips of the branches. So it's important that you feed. Now, don't plant your bulbs in a straight row. They look better, and it will be easier for you to do additional plantings later on in the year if you plant them in a circle. And what I've always done is I'll dig a hole about 15, 18 inches wide, and three times the size of the bulb. So if your bulb is a daffodil, for example, and it measures 3 inches tall, you want to dig a hole 9 inches deep. 3 inches for the bulb and twice as much soil on top of it to protect it during the winter. A tulip is about 2 inches, so you'd need to dig a hole about 6 inches deep. And a crocus is a good inch, so you need to go down 3 inches. 1 inch for the bulb and 2 inches of soil on top of it. And you can get creative. Dig a hole 9 inches deep set your daffodils on the bottom, cover them with soil until it's 6 inches deep, plant your tulips on top of that, cover them with soil until you're 3 inches from the top of the hole, set your crocuses in, and then cover. And every time you put a layer of bulbs, put some of the Dr. Earth organic fertilizer on it to stimulate them. And what will happen is you're going to have a nice early crocus or a grape hyacinth that will bloom in the month of March. And then you can get an early flowering tulip that will bloom during April. And then traditionally your daffodils will bloom in late April, early May. And that way you can have color nonstop in that same area. And I do that on each side of my walkway leading out of the house, so that during the winter I can shovel on top of it, no problem. In the spring, the color begins, and I end up with about 2 to 3 months of beautiful spring flowering bulbs. If we can help you, give us a call. We have open lines. 855-660-4261.
You planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas. Protect them with WiltStop this winter. WiltStop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide WiltStop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide WiltStop.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with EverGuard repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. EverGuard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EverGuardRepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. EverGuard.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Oh, to the Paul Parent Cattle Club, our phone number 855-660-4261. Isaiah, good morning. Good morning, Isaiah. Joan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out today?
Paul, I need to paint my shed in the spring, and it's covered with the climbing hydrangea, and I was wondering if it's safe to just pull the whole thing off, or should I cut it back, or how should I treat it, and can I do it now or in the spring?
I would do it now.
Do it now?
No. I would not do it now because...
Okay.
The plant is going to end up laying down because it won't stick to it. It's
right.
Going to lay down, and it will probably end up getting broken if we do have a year with a lot of snow. How much of the climbing hydrangea do you have on your shed?
Well, it really goes to the top of the roof, and it's an average shed. I don't know, what is it, maybe 4 feet high, or it's on you know, one of the sides facing out.
Okay, and is it covering all of the shed?
Yes, on that one side, yeah.
On that one side. You know what I would do is wait until we get into May, when the paint can dry relatively quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And then the hydrangea, you're going to see, has little roots, and they're like suction cups that attach themselves to the plant.
Right.
And you're going to see, if you try and pull them off the building now when it's mm-hmm. cold, some of those branches are going to be brittle, and you may end up breaking them. If you can wait until the end of April or May, or whenever we start to get some 60 degree days, 55 to 60 degree days on a regular basis, then you could take a paint scraper and run it right down the between the stem and the tool shed to free that branch, lay it down, and then scrape it, because you want to scrape and get all the suction cups off.
Right.
Then paint it, let it air dry, and then what you're going to do is you're going to bring it back up, and you're going to need to put some support so they will reattach themselves to the building. And what I found works very well, you can go to a hardware store and get, it looks like a giant staple that electricians use to put a wire up against a wall. And they have a little piece of paper or plastic on the flat portion. And what I would do is I would get somebody to give you a hand, run the branch in the direction that you want, and then tack it, but don't nail it tight. You just want to hold it in place. And in the fall, by then it should be all reattached. Remove all of those staples. Because as the stem grows, that staple will create a girdle. And you want to get that off so that the plant can get all the moisture and nutrition without having a blockage of a staple that could kill the tip of that plant.
Wow, this sounds like a big deal, Paul.
Well, it's not.
Do you think I'll lose it or if I'm not careful?
No, you shouldn't lose it. And I mean, I've done it to my house, and behind my house I have four climbing hydrangea. Okay?
They're beautiful.
They really are, and especially if they can get a half a day of shade, they'll do even better. Beautiful lacy type flower.
Exactly.
And I just did it section by section. I had one of my kids give me a hand, and we just laid them all down. But if you do it like right now, it's cold.
Right.
That branch won't be flexible, and you may end up breaking it. So wait until things warm up, lay them down, and then paint.
The garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a three-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
All right, we got two more callers. Very welcome.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, the number here is toll-free. It is 855-660-4261. This past week, I received my Christmas wreaths, and I'm telling you, they are absolutely beautiful. Deep green color, the freshness, and the fragrance. A big improvement over last year. You know, the temperature last year, the month of November, was 15 degrees warmer than what it should be. And the month of December was the same thing. So a lot of the Christmas wreaths and decorations that were outside due to the heat just fell apart. And I remember Christmas Day, we had lunch, well, dinner with my son, his wife, and our new granddaughter, Katie, in Peabody, Massachusetts. And we got there, and it was 82 degrees. He had every window in the house open, every door with the screens on them. And he said, "Dad, look at the decorations." And he said, "Well, you know, it's like being in Florida. It just didn't have a chance." But this year, they are beautiful. So if you're thinking of ordering some wreaths, get them placed early. That way people can enjoy them. After all, you've only got 28 days until Christmas. And with the weather being like this, you hang it in the front door, it will do beautiful. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, we have Roger from Maine, and he has a question about when he should transplant a few plants.
Okay, Roger, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm calling. I just purchased a home. I was an amateur garden where I was and did all kinds of landscaping there. I am not impressed with what I'm seeing here. And I have a couple of rhododendrons in the front of the house. They're small. and I don't want them there.
Mm-hmm.
When's the best time to transplant?
Okay. I would wait until, the end of March, April, when the frost is out of the ground. The problem with trying to move them now, Roger, is you're going to have to cut the root of the plant.
Mm-hmm.
And in that process of relocating it, now the root system being cut is going to have a problem trying to get the water that it needs to stay rigid and firm and looking
Understood.
Really, really well. And once the winter winds begin, the wind will pull the moisture out of the foliage through the pores on the underside, and the ground will be frozen, the roots will be cut, and they may not survive the winter. So wait until the springtime.
Well, that's great. I have one other question, if I could, please.
Sure.
I have a bunch of pine saplings in the back end of the property that I'd like to sort of make hedges with.
Mm-hmm.
When would be the best time to transplant those?
I would do them all at the same time.
In the springtime?
In the springtime, yeah. And then we have a sponsor. The name of the company is called Natural Alternative.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a package of, I think it's like 120 different microbes, bacteria, and fungi. And you take this product and put like a tablespoon per hole, and you mix it well, add some compost and manure, and you plant, and these beneficial microbes and all these microscopic things will help to establish those plants. And the first year I used it, I wanted to try it in my tomato garden. And I did half my tomatoes the normal way with a little bit of compost and a general purpose fertilizer. And the other half the garden I did with this natural alternative micro blend. And in the fall, I had 25% to 30% more tomatoes on the new technology of using microbes and beneficial bacteria. And I got them all cleaned. And then I went to pull out the plants, and the ones that were normally fed, they just came right out of the ground. The ones with the beneficial microbes had a root system 2, 3, 4 times the size, and I actually had to use a shovel to dig the tomatoes out of the ground. So it's a real good product. It gives your plants a nice head start. And traditionally, the month of April is rainy, and that's a good time. That means less times for you to drag out the hose and water everything.
Yep. Perfect.
Well, I thank you, and you have a wonderful holiday season.
Same to you, sir.
Bye-bye now. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, next we have Jackie from Massachusetts. And she has a question on when she should cut her mums.
Jackie, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Hi, Jackie. Jackie, you there? Well, for those of you that have not cut down your mums, what I suggest that you do is this. For the most part, they're done blooming. The foliage has turned brown, and what I do is I'll give you two choices. Cut them to within 3 inches of the ground, and then take the pieces from the top that you removed, cut them in half, and set them right on top of those little sticks from the main plant, and those will hold the top pieces from blowing in the wind. Or you can cut them within an inch of the ground and put about a half an inch to an inch of pine bark mulch or any kind of garden mulch on it. Just give it a little more insulation, winter protection, and that way they'll come back for you the following spring. But it's time now to cut back things like your Montauk daisies that are coming to an end. And you want to cut those down to about 6-7 inches, something like that. And, you know, clean up your perennials. Most of your perennials get cut right down to the ground. Exception would be a tree peony that you don't prune back. German iris, you wouldn't touch those. But like the hosta will die right down to the bed, rake them up. And that way, if you had slugs and the slugs laid eggs on the foliage, you're getting rid of that foliage and you're eliminating the slug problem for next season. So there's always something to do in a garden. Get out there when the weather is right and before it snows and the ground freezes, and let's get it done. If we can help you, our number is 555-660-4261. And the other thing that you should be doing, if you've had a history of deer coming into your property and eating your plants, get them treated right now, okay? Train them so that they come, they don't like the taste, and they move over to your neighbor's yard. So treat your plants with a deer repellent from Everguard. Okay, Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, we got Jackie back from Massachusetts.
Well, okay.
Actually, looks like she just left us.
Okay, that's all right. Jackie, you give us a call anytime you want, and we'll try and help you with whatever problems you are having in the garden right now. The one thing that I like to do, and I'm going to be doing a little bit of it today, I already got started, but I want to get it finished, is getting all the perennials cut back. And that way, if we have an early spring, there's no dead foliage there. So rake them up. Prune everything down to an inch or two from the ground. Give it a good clean raking. And if you notice that the bark mulch is not as thick as it should be, because in time it does break down. You know, it's bark from a tree. When it gets wet, you'll get a rotting, a composting. And if you put a couple of inches, I'd be willing to bet that a third to half has rotted and changed into soil during the last year. So when the garden is all raked and clean, and you want to save some time for next spring's jobs, get your beds mulched right now. And that will choke out the weeds. It will insulate the garden so that your perennials are going to be a lot hardier during a long winter. And who knows what kind of winter we're going to have. 2 years ago, 100 plus inches of snow. Last year, less than 20. This year could be another 100 plus inches of snow. So let's get them cleaned. And that way, when it does melt in the spring, we'll be ready to go and garden. And don't feed right now. You want to let the plants go dormant. You want to let them to get tough for the winter weather ahead. And if by chance, where you live, if you're in more of a southern climate, climate than I am here in New England, and you get some warmer weather and you fed your plants in the fall, it could cause some new growth to develop that would be killed off with the colder weather later. So hold off on your food and put it in your tool shed. And the one thing that you want to do with fertilizers of all types, lawn food, garden food, shrubbery food, if you have a tool shed and you have a cement pad that the tool shed is sitting on, get it off the cement, because the cement will get hot and cold and you'll get condensation in your bag and it will harden like a brick and it will also lose some of its power. So put them up on top of the tool chest. Put down boxes or some type of a container to raise your fertilizer off the ground or off the cement. And any bottled or bagged insecticide or fungicide, put it in the basement for the winter.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with EverGuard repellents. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. EverGuard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EverGuardRepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. EverGuard.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life?
Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, we have Dave from Bedford, Massachusetts. And he has a question about moths.
Dave, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. I have moth-like creatures flying about now, and I was wondering if there's anything that can be done now to lessen their quantity in the spring.
Okay, where are the moths flying?
Outside.
Okay. Are they little, or are they maybe like an inch or more in size?
Oh, they're about the size of a dime.
The size of a dime. Okay. Well, it's not a moth that's going to create a problem. Like the gypsy moth, because that's already happened during the month of August, July, August, and September.
Okay.
Do you live on Cape Cod?
No, I live about 15 miles west of Boston.
Okay. Then it's not going to be the winter moth either. I think because we did have a few nice days, some of these insects have woken up.
Okay.
Because they were probably in a sheltered area. And as soon as the weather continues to stay on a rather cold side, then these moths will all die. So for now, I wouldn't be concerned.
Okay, and it wouldn't be useful for moths in the spring to put oil on the trees?
Well, see, the moths are not eating anything because there's right. no food.
Right.
So all the moths are doing now is they're mating and they're laying eggs, which will eventually produce a caterpillar.
Right.
So if you see that the moths are flying near some of your fruit trees or flowering trees, then the first thing in the spring, the first day that you get to be around 50 degrees, if you get some all-season
okay.
oil
yeah.
and then spray the tree, the oil will coat the egg and suffocate it, and it will not hatch.
Okay, great. I'll do that in the spring.
Okay.
I have
Thank
a
you.
Second question on grass seed.
Yes, sir.
Would it be useful at all to plant any grass seed now I have left over from the summer?
If it was me, I would put it in the garage.
Yeah.
Where it's going to stay cold.
Yep.
And up off the ground so that you don't get any rodents coming
okay.
in and eating it during the winter.
Yeah.
So put it up on top of a tool chest, and in the spring apply it.
Okay.
That way, right now, the mice are still running around. They're going
right.
to see the bird seed, they're going the grass seed, they're going to eat it. And the same thing is going to happen with the birds. It's not going to germinate because you need to have
right.
a soil that's 50 degrees or more on a daily average. So wait until the spring, and the survival rate and the germinating percentage will be a lot higher for you.
Okay. Thank you.
I thank you, and you have a real nice holiday.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye now. Now, before you put everything to bed for the winter, make yourself a list. Walk around the yard, and if you have hydrangea, write it down. If you have roses, write it down. If you have some newly planted trees, like fruit trees or flowering trees, write it down. And that will give you a list of some of the things that need to be done before the ground gets cold. For example, if you have a tree that's 6 foot tall or taller, it should be, number one, wrapped. So from the ground all the way to the first branch, about 3 feet, wrap it with either tree wrap or burlap. And that will protect the bark during the winter. And the second thing is stake it. You can use a single stake with a piece of wire and hose, or you can buy a staking kit. And that will hold it in place so that the winter winds won't break any of the roots.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.